The Big Ten is still considered one of the nation's top leagues, despite its frequent belly flops in bowl games. This year, the Big Ten placed a record 10 teams in bowl games, then watched them drop one by one. And not just in the storied Rose Bowl against good teams, but in games like the TaxSlayer.com Gator Bowl, the Meineke Car Care Bowl of Texas, and yes, the Insight Bowl. When Iowa got whipped 31-14 in that game, I wondered just how much insight they had gained. Until Monday, Big Ten teams had managed to win only two games, the Little Caesars Bowl in Detroit over Western Michigan, and the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl over a team that had a losing record and no coach. In non-food-based bowls, the Big Ten had no luck at all. Then, Michigan State came to the rescue. The Spartans had beaten Michigan during the regular season for the fourth straight year. They won their division, and they seemed poised to win the Big Ten's first conference championship game until one of their players was called for roughing the punter. That is on a par with giving the class nerd noogies and about as serious, but it cost them the game. The reward for all this? An invitation to a less prestigious bowl game than Michigan received. The Spartans were ticked off, and rightly so. After Georgia jumped out to a 16-0 lead at the half, the Spartans came back to tie the game in the final seconds. And that's when things got really nutty. In the first overtime, the Georgia kicker missed a chance at a game-winning field goal. Then, in the third overtime, the Spartans blocked his kick to win. Small wonder college coaches knock back Rolaids like chiclets. Michigan's road to redemption was even crazier and far longer. When Bo Schembechler famously told his first team back in 1969 that those who stay will be champions, they had to put up with him and his methods for just a few months before they pulled off their historic upset over Ohio State. Michigan's current senior class, however, had to put up with that and much more, including detractors outside and inside the program, for 3 years. At the team banquet a year ago, Zach Chulo took the podium to defend his teammates. "We've received the harshest criticism of any Michigan team," he said, "but all the fire and turmoil has only made us stronger." Chulo's teammates proved him right after Michigan fired Rich Rodriguez. That same day, David Mulk addressed his teammates. "If we don't stay together," he told them, "we will never make it. I don't want to see anyone leaving." They did not leave. They stuck together every game. They won all but two of those games, earning a bid to the Sugar Bowl against Virginia Tech. A few hours before that game, Ryan Van Bergen told his Facebook friends that he and his teammates had been called losers, disappointments, embarrassments. Tonight, that changes. The Wolverines had plenty of problems in that game, but a lack of passion was not among them. They played their best when it mattered the most, and in overtime, thanks to another missed kick, they pulled off the victory. Did they deserve to win? That's being debated right now. But for anybody who was in that meeting room when these seniors started leading their team before they even had a coach, there can be no debate. This class deserved to go out champions. After all, they stayed.